Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, we have an exclusive update on MJF's AEW contract status.
We also have an update on the AEW streaming service.
And we're going to go over the small but important improvement that Tony Khan has made to AEW's creative process.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the After News.
Bit of AEW news for you here this afternoon. This morning, we covered a bunch of WWE stories.
Uh-huh.
Check out that video if you want to consume some WWE news.
Yeah.
But this one's all about AEW, and we actually have an exclusive coming to you today regarding the contract status of one MJF. He's doing all right for himself, this MJF chap, isn't he? He's a world champion.
He's my best friend.
He is. He's feuding with Bryan Danielson on TV. It's a good time all across the board. But that's the kayfabe world. The reality world is that MJF, according to a source familiar with the situation, has not signed a contract extension with All Elite Wrestling. His current deal is still set to expire in 2024, and from that point on, he will be free to negotiate with other companies as a free agent. On top of this, we have learned that MJF is undecided about what he's going to do next, if he's going to re-sign with AEW or explore other opportunities. And this is in spite of him appearing in a far more prominent role in AEW as the top heel and world champion in the company since returning at All Out, which was in September, of course. Now, prior to this, of course, was on screen and off, all this stuff. He had been on an extended hiatus between June and August following a pay dispute with the company. The extent to which this kind of evolved into a work varied from report to report at the time, but MJF's salary was a legitimate source of tension between the company and the performer. Now, Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, had reported last March that MJF had grown disgruntled over the terms of his existing deal and that several people who followed him into AEW were earning way more money. That was the quote.
Mm-hmm.
But it was stressed in that original report that Tony Khan had no personal issue with MJF at the time. So, there you go. That's what we've learned. We've obviously added some context there from the original Fightful report and, you know, the stories of last summer. But the core of it, what we're reporting here today as an exclusive, is that MJF has not re-signed the contract. His deal with AEW is still set to expire in January 2024. After that, he'll become a free agent if he doesn't agree a new one, and he is still undecided as to whether he's going to stick around with AEW, re-sign, or explore other options.
A fascinating development, this. What a What Culture exclusive. Because I think it's fair to say this contract saga, I think it's a saga now.
It is.
Has been going on for nearly a year, obviously.
We heard the voicemail and all that stuff at All Out.
And I sense, regardless of whether things are resolved or whatever, prior to the end of 2023, prior to the bidding war of 2024, this is obviously, as it already has been, going to be weaved in storylines more and more. Because effectively, you've got a really great sort of countdown of like CM Punk when he did, obviously, with the Money in the Bank. At the end of the night, I'm leaving, and if I've got the title, I'm taking it with me. MJF right now is champion. If by the end of 2023, no one's pinned or submitted him, what's going to happen? And it's just going to be really interesting to see how this develops as the year goes on, because, I mean, you know my opinions of MJF, but and I think it's fair to assume what other companies' opinions may well be of MJF as well. So, and he's just a prodigious, sensational, generational talent. So we'll keep you posted on this one,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, this is going to be a big thing to follow all throughout the year for sure. As it has been for the past year, pretty much, since that original stuff broke last year. So yeah, Yeah. Keep. I almost said keep tuned. That's not the catchphrase. Stay watching.
Yeah. Speaking of staying watching, brilliant that. AW streaming service.
Yeah.
A lot of talk about this. It has been for quite some time. And they appear to be edging ever closer to launching their own one. There was a recent Bloomberg profile piece. Was this the one with the cover that I saw?
Oh boy, yes it was, yes. That looks like someone... I won't complete that sentence.
I'll read it for you. AEW is also considering starting a streaming service, and a service as well, likely through a deal with its broadcast partner, Warner Brothers Discovery, according to a person familiar with management's thinking who asked not to be named. Obviously, Honor Club is a thing already.
That's a thing.
And I think, I think for quite some time, arguably... From very early on in AEW's conception, people thought, well, that just makes sense because you've got a way for people to consume AEW content. There was a speculation whether or not Ring of Honor content was going to be featured on there as well. They've already got barely, I mean, what, 3.5? How long are we going now? 3.5 years?
Three, it was launched in January 2019.
Yeah.
TV started in October. So, yeah, about...
Three and a half years of content in terms of great episodes of Dynamite, Rampage, Dark Elevation, etc. Being the Elite could end up on there. Who knows? It just seems like it's trending in the right direction and a natural direction, Andy.
Yeah, I think AEW launching a streaming platform has always been a case of having a library big enough to make it worth the cost to the consumer. Do they have that now? I think that's an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. You've got like 150 plus episodes of Dynamite. You've got a bunch of Rampage as well. Like you said, you've got all the pay-per-views. I think another interesting conundrum to think of here is, well, if you're relaunching Honor Club, are you really going to have two streaming services going concurrently, like at the same time?
Or
like,
do you
merge them together? Well, you've just announced the relaunch of Honor Club, so that's an interesting thing to consider. In I think more content means more value for money. As if I wasn't in the content business, I would probably pay for both because I'm a massive dork.
Yeah, and
just like wrestling, but. My favorite thing about the network, actually, on top of all the WWE stuff, is like all the other old crazy stuff that they have, like all the territories they have, World Class and Crockett and all this other cool things on there. I want Tony Khan to go and find some old fogey territories, brother, to bolster that out. But yeah, I think it's a question of when rather than if. Is the content library big enough now? Will this factor into the next set of TV rights negotiations? Again, this is going to be a story we're going to be following all year.
Yeah, and sorry to spring this on you. I haven't told you about this before we came in here, but I've got a bit of an exclusive from I've got my sources who can't be named. You know Netflix?
Yeah.
When you log into Netflix, it goes ba-bum. Yes. Like that, and then like that.
It's the CSI.
My source telling me that AEW, if they do launch a streaming service, when you log in, do you know what it's going to do? Isaiah Cassidy, innit?
That's definitely the sound effect they're going to use when they get there.
Sorry. What's the third story?
That was very good. That was very good. Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah.
Poor audience. We got another story. Should we just pack it up here?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, we're going to talk about the small but important creative change that Tony Khan's made to AEW. I cannot believe we're going to talk about this, but I think it's kind of funny.
Hang on, let me get serious.
Yeah. The reason I'm putting this in is not because it's like mass, it's because it's funny. It's really funny. What would you consider like a small but important change that would help you a lot in your day-to-day job?
That's a good question.
This is so whack.
But is it? Are they doing double spacing on the like sheets? You know,
they're really not that far off.
Wow!
Literally, what it is Tony Khan swapped the columns and the rows in his notebook.
Mind. This is it. This is what's going to win the war. WWE, have announced they're closing down.
AEW, 5 million viewers. Boom, boom. So he was speaking on wrestling with Mark, with Mark Maron, and he showed him his notebook.
Ooh,
the notebook.
I wouldn't mind getting a peek in there, to be fair.
Yeah, Book of Secrets, baby. He's got a pencil. Khan said it was all about switching the rows and columns, and this has altered his processes for the better. So he started.
That's it.
He started to. I'll summarize this and I'll tell you what I think. He started doing this before Full Gear and then just after. Okay, so here's the quote. I already kind of had a schedule of what I wanted to plan week to week in different stories for different wrestlers, different matches, different segments. At some point, I just kind of inverted it. I realized I should tip this over, the chart, and instead of looking at the dates and building it out, I kind of flipped what the columns were and what the rows were. I put the columns where the rows were, and now I organize everything like since Full Gear. Like this since Full Gear, and I feel like I'm more organized even though it's all the same information. It's just looking at it differently, and it really helps me. He went on and credited AEW's post Full Gear acclaim to like roster
credited AEW stationery
and the audience. Yeah, the stationery department have really been stabilo. Thank you for the highlighter pens. But he says that despite this, changing the process even in this small way has really helped him. So I'll say one thing about this, right? This sounds like a completely demented story.
Yes.
But has AEW Dynamite, or has it not, been pretty damn excellent since Full Gear?
Yeah, they've turned the corner, absolutely. I think they were in a bit of a rut.
So it worked!
So, also, another exclusive to break it here.
No, don't do this.
Tony Khan is going to be making another major change to AEW going forward. He's going to write up his reports in blue pen instead of black, but he's not going to implement that change until, 1 second, I think I've got the exact... 9 days! He's going to do it in 9 days! He's changing the colour of the pen in 9 days!
Wait till someone introduces this man to spreadsheets. His whole world is going to be flipped.
You can do what?
Yeah. I'm sorry, you press a button and it makes a graph? I love it. I love the obscure ways that successful people work.
Yes.
I think it's fun.
It's amazing. Let us know your thoughts on that. And probably slightly more importantly, the MJF exclusive in the comments section below. Like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from.
Tony had his notebook in the football game and I was like, hey, here's the pay-per-view card, brothers. I love it. Keep wrestling stupid.
Yes.
Keep it insane, man.
Daily Wrestling Podcast WA. SmackDown preview, Rampage preview, Wrestling Culture with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz as well today. But you can send us all your thoughts on that and your Twitter questions for the guys over the weekend, Gareth, Phil, and of course, the brilliant
brother
Andrew Pollard on Sunday with the news on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, you can follow both of us. Follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 11, Hoop under Siege.
What could it be on Monday? Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn.
I just retire this game.
Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.